I am in Fargo for the North Dakota Soybean Council Market Outlook Seminar for Soybeans. A full schedule of events today, from a weather outlook to hearing more about the basis situation and, of course, marketing those soybeans. And joining me is Jay Myers, a Colfax, North Dakota farmer, and also represents North Dakota on the United Soybean Board. What are your hopes to learn today about soybean marketing?
Well, we're going to probably learn a little bit about the trade tariffs, and there's a weather guy here, Daryl Richardson, and he's going to tell us what he thinks the weather is going to be. I know there's talk of an early frost, so we want to know if that's going to happen. And just to learn in general where these soybean markets might be going and help do us some planning on our own farms.
Well, and farmers have even got more creative. I read your shirt right now, High Lake soybeans. They've gotten more into either raising it for seed or the High Lake varieties, some that maybe have a little more, you know, a higher cash price behind them, correct?
Right, yeah. I've sat on the United Soybean Board under the oil team and worked on the High Lake program, and they're not quite up into this area yet, but they're not too far away. There's some contracting going on in South Dakota, and some new projects we're actually working on that'll be in this area probably within the next year for guys to have that opportunity to contract to grow a specialty crop like High Lake and have them delivered to a crush plant.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from NDSU Berry Hall in downtown Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.